Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today, we're going to continue talking about success, your success in the marketplace, and how you can be involved. The first seven questions. And these are review. We're going to review what we did yesterday before we finish up. First, have you ever felt like you were a slave in the marketplace, overworked and underpaid? Second, has your attitude affected your performance? Third, do you dislike your boss? Fourth, do you dread going to work each morning, or are you watching the clock tick closer to quitting time? Fifth, do you speak to your friends or coworkers with disdain about your employer or supervisor? Sixth, do you cut corners or stretch breaks beyond your allowed time? And seventh, is the only reason you're at your current job because it's the only one you could find? If you answered yes to any of these questions, we recommend that you listen to the scripture we're about to share with you. And then you read it and reread it and reread it today until it becomes rhema.
Colossians 3, verses 22 through 24 in the Living Bible. You slaves must always obey your earthly masters, not only trying to please them when they are watching you, but all the time. Obey them willingly because of your love for the Lord and because you want to please him. Work hard and cheerfully at all you do, just as though you were working for the Lord and not merely for your masters, remembering that it is the Lord Christ who is going to pay you, giving you your full portion of all he owns. He is the one you are really working for.
Hallelujah. Would it surprise you to know that in those three verses, there are seven keys for you to experience success in the marketplace? And here's a brief review and then we'll finish. Number one, you slaves must always obey your earthly masters. You may feel like you're a slave to your current employer, but you're not. You're getting paid for your work and perhaps have some benefits. Maybe not all you like, but maybe some. You also have the freedom to resign from your current job and seek another more fulfilling one if you desire. God's desire is to thoroughly equip you for everything you will encounter while on planet Earth. Number two, not only trying to please them when they're watching, but all the time. How many employees go to work every day and do the absolute minimum, just enough to keep from getting fired? Yet they wonder why they never receive promotions and attribute their lack of advancement to the prejudice of their supervisor. See, it's always somebody else's fault, not their own. Yet the reality is their failure to be promoted is simply because of what they didn't do or their boss wasn't looking. Number three, obey them willingly because of your love for the Lord, if nothing else, and because you want to please God in what you do. If I were to ask you who you work for, as we said yesterday, you'd probably name the company, the agency, or the organization. You'd name who writes your check, but that's not who you really work for.
Ephesians 6:7 in the New Living Translation. Work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people.
When we realize we're working for the Lord and commit to do our best for him, he will bless the work of our hands. Fourth, and all these keys are from these three verses. Work hard and cheerfully at all you do, just as though you were working for the Lord and not merely for your master. Be happy on the job and work hard. Colossians 3:23 again.
In the Amplified Bible, whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul as something done for the Lord and not for men.
Are you hearing this? Whatever you do on the job or in life, you should do with the understanding that you're doing it for the Lord and not for men. Took a few minutes to review that, but I think it's important to get it down inside us. Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Number five, remembering that it is the Lord Christ who's going to pay you. You're going to get more than a paycheck from your employer. You're going to get more than that because you're going to get paid by the Lord based on your performance.
Psalm 75 verse 6 says, for promotion come neither from the east nor from the west nor from the south, but from God.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm sure growing up, you were taught the golden rule either by your parents or in school. And if you're old enough to remember those days, maybe even at church, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Interestingly enough, that phrase is the exact text that we find in Luke 6:31 in the New Living Translation. Exact same text. Do unto others, or actually it doesn't say unto, it says do to others as you would like them to do for you. Right there at it. A little more contemporary language. But that's it. One of the first things I remember being taught in grammar school was the golden rule.
Matthew 7:12 in the Classic Amplified Bible. So then whatever you desire that others would do to and for you, even so do also to and for them. For this is or sums up the law and the prophets. Our obedience to the golden rule also releases another powerful scripture into our lives, one that's very dear to us, Ephesians 6:8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free.
When you do good for others, regardless of their response, you have unleashed one of the most powerful verses in Scripture. Whatever you do for anyone else, God is going to do for you. Number six, giving you your full portion of all he owns. Wow. That's better than any Christmas bonus I ever received.
Ecclesiastes 5:18-19. Behold that which I have seen. It is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor, that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and hath given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God.
There it is. God's word says he has a portion of this world's goods out there for each of us. If we believe this word from God, he is literally saying there's enough out there for you and I to be wealthy. Yes, I'm going to say it, to be rich. Unfortunately, not enough Christians take God at his word. It's time to believe, start believing what God says in his word for us. We have a portion in life. We have a portion in life. And here's how Ecclesiastes 5:19 says it in the New Living Translation.
And it is a good thing to receive wealth from God and the good health to enjoy it. To enjoy your work and accept your lot in life, this is indeed a gift from God.
God wants each of us to enjoy our work. He wants us to receive wealth from him because these are gifts of God. Can somebody say hallelujah? Number seven, He is the one you're really working for. Now, we've kind of alluded to this a little bit. But see, the key to increasing your income on your current job or being promoted to another position is if you always remember who you're working for, you'll never have to qualify, or you'll never have to worry. Say it like this. You'll never have to worry about the quality of your job performance again. As our understanding of who we are working, who we're working for, becomes rhema in our lives, then we never again have to compare our work performance to that of co-workers.
Galatians 6, verse 4 in the Message Bible. Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. When we do our best, God will always be watching our back. Colossians 4, verse 17 in the Message Bible says, and oh yes, tell Acarpius, do your best in the job you receive from the master. Do your very best.
When we give God our best, he gives us his best. And that's a great deal if I ever heard one. One final thought. When it comes to improving our marketplace performance, here are several questions to consider. If you're employed, ask yourself these questions and yes, answer them honestly. If I were the boss, would I hire me? If I were the boss, would I promote me based on my job performance and attitude? If I were the boss, would I give me a raise because I deserved it? More importantly, you need to ask your big boss whether or not he would hire, promote, or give you a raise. Now, once again, Colossians 3:23, New Living Translation.
Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people.
Sadly, the reason a large number of believers are not promoted, as I said a few minutes ago, or achieve their dream is because they're not faithful where they are at the moment. See, never let a grumpy boss, a sarcastic supervisor, a lack of adequate pay or recognition keep you from doing the best job you can wherever you're assigned at the moment. It's important, imperative, essential, absolutely necessary that we give our best efforts where we are, regardless of what others say or do. And that's how we'll have success in the marketplace and then, well, in life. Go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what he'd have you sow if you've been blessed by the teaching. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And by the way, I sent an email out yesterday, this Labor Day, Monday. For the 22nd year in a row, we're going to be praying on Labor Day. We're not going to the beach. We're not going to have a picnic. We're going to pray for the partners of our ministry who need a job, a better job, maybe to start their own business, have more business, or break in their income. We sent this email out yesterday. If you didn't get it, you can send me an email to harold@haroldherring.com. I'll send it to you. Or you can just simply go to haroldherring.com/Labor Day and give us the information we need to pray for you on Monday. We've had over the years incredible testimonies coming from our Labor Day of prayer. Hallelujah. Make sure you're part of what we're doing on Labor Day. Give us the information we need to pray specifically. I want to thank you for praying for our friend Randy down in Ocala. He's doing better and getting better. Hopefully going to get out of the hospital today, maybe tomorrow. But keep him and his wife Laurel lifted up. We love you. God bless you. Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.